You are tuned to KZ95's Halloween show, and all morning we have been trying to find the 10 most haunted places in Wyoming. And right now we're going to take you over to Casper and a place called the Ivy Inn, owned by Tom Johnson. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing good, thanks.
Thanks for giving us a few minutes this morning.
Appreciate it.
There has been rumors that you guys have kind of some odd things that happen every once in a while at the Ivy Inn. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How long have you guys owned this place?
We bought the Ivy House Inn in 1995. It was March 27th. And when we bought it, it was an estate from a lady who had lived here, and her husband had built the place. We started remodeling about that time, and when we did, that's when we started seeing things happening.
Okay, so were there any rumors that kind of odd stuff had happened before?
You know, the thing was, we never found out about those until after we bought the place.
So the real estate agent didn't mention that?
Not at all.
There are ghosts in this house. And then you guys have owned it so for about 12 years or so, and you guys started to remodel it, and then you started noticing things happening.
Right off the bat, we had a Sheltie dog at the time, and there was a place in the living room where he would not walk. I mean, he would walk to it and then walk around it. And then constantly he was trying to get out. He didn't want to be in this place. So I started remodeling it, and then the smells started. The first thing we noticed was smells, like the smell of Dove soap would come and go, and for no reason at all. And you just couldn't figure out because, you know, I know what Dove soap is, because my grandma used it. And then there was the smell of, well, because my grandma used it, I also knew what old lady was like. And there's an old lady smell that came and went.
There's got to be a better way to say that.
Sorry, probably doesn't sound very good, does it? But
there was an old lady smell.
Well, there's just some old smells that you would know.
Yeah.
My wife smelled chocolate. Oh, she's a chocoholic anyway, so she'd snip that stuff out. But there wasn't any chocolate.
So these are just a couple minor things. It's not like you saw ghosts or anything. As you kept living there, though, did things get a little weirder?
Then I started seeing things move.
Okay, so then all of a sudden, now we're seeing things move.
Right, I was taking plaster off the wall and taking down closets, and I watched a hammer walk out the door. I mean, it was up about 3 foot tall, just went right out the door, and it's like, darn it, this is my realm. You know, and I left for the day. I mean, I was the only one here by myself. And then putting the drywall back up where the plaster had been, I was using a drill. And I had all these screws in my mouth, and I had the drill with a 50-foot cord. So all of a sudden, I'm on the ladder with my head holding up the drywall, and I went to screw it in, and all of a sudden, click, 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 nothing worked. And I turned around, and the plug was out of the wall, about 3 feet in the air before it dropped. I mean, it's just levitating.
Is it just you, or now other people who come by also starting to see this stuff?
Later on, we had stuff missing. Stuff that would be around the house. I mean, in real prominent places, like presents. I mean, if you know, Christmas present. And our daughter always would miss one Christmas present under the tree, and we'd always find it in July in the middle of a bed.
Did they think that you were seeing actual ghosts and stuff like that? Or was there anybody that thought you were crazy, or were people kind of on your side?
Well, I guess it must have had a stigma, this house, that had happened.
So it didn't surprise people?
It didn't surprise people. However, we weren't aware of it. So, yeah, stuff like that began to happen. And you just get glimpses of stuff. And there's so many guests here, you just think that is what it is a guest. And until all of a sudden it's gone and you realize that was not a guest. Not an invited one, anyway. So
they are not on the sign-in log.
No.
Again, we're talking with Tom Johnson. He's from the Ivy Inn, owns it down there in Casper. You can hear more about the Ivy Inn, read more about it at ivyinn.com. And you guys are a full round bed and breakfast operating all year long. Let me ask you this. Do you ever think about... So you actually live in the bed and breakfast then?
We live on the third floor.
Have you ever thought of just building a little, you know, place for you guys across the street? And then maybe, you know... Now, since you know that about all this ghost stuff, or is it something you're scared of?
No, you know, if we were to move from this place, we'd probably miss it. Because the sounds happen, and we just learn to tune things out. There's no reason to not be here.
So it's almost to the point where you guys are almost, you guys are kind of interested in seeing more of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we are. But a lot of times we don't, you know, we just tune it out here, but we do stuff around town for other people.
Okay, so you guys are kind of paranormal investigators.
We are.
Okay. Do you get a lot of calls on that? Does it surprise you, the kind of people that are interested in that kind of stuff?
It does surprise us.
So do you guys have instruments that can look for this kind of stuff?
We do.
And what are those like? I think people would be curious to find out what you guys use to try to search out ghosts.
I've got one thing that's an electromagnetic field sensor, and what it does, it measures electromagnetic field changes. And so it'll go off and start blinking, and then you'll know that there is something there, and you can take a picture and a lot of times get an orb. We have something called a pipe finder, and what people do is they use it in the oil field to find out if there's pipes underneath the ground, and it'll move, and then you can usually it'll home in on electricity. And then we've got a digital recorder, and we've gotten voices on that. I mean, really good voices. If you have no money, you can just go to a store and get a compass and walk around with the compass, and a lot of times the needle will just start going back and forth where there's electromagnetic field changes, and you get a picture. And then, of course, a 35-millimeter camera, or if you're into immediate gratification, digital works really good because you can put that right on the screen.
Outside the stuff that you can see and stuff, these kind of energies you talk about, air, is there any scientific studies that say this could be something else, that where there's a whole group of people saying that this is not paranormal stuff, that this is just part of the atmosphere that we haven't studied yet?
You do have to watch that you're not standing right close to electricity, things in the wall. But a lot of our tools actually work outside. There's a tree not too far from Casper where Cattle Kate was supposedly hanged, and the tree's like long gone, but there's another one in its place, and you can sometimes get readings out there, and there's not any electricity in sight. So I'm not sure scientifically what anybody says, but I just know how the tools work.
Do you talk to guests and stuff about this when they come in?
No, not until they ask.
Oh, okay. So it's not like a tourist, you're not trying to make it like a tourist attraction?
No, we haven't made money on our ghosts.
Or anything like that. It's not like you advertise it in the hotel magazines.
However, there's a lot of websites about us
out
there. And we get calls from all over the country for people to come and stay here. Some have experiences and some don't. But always somebody will, if they take pictures, will get something in a picture.
Yeah, that's something else we can talk about. You're saying when people take pictures, that they don't, other things show up in their pictures.
Correct. How we started knowing something was wrong, was different about the house. Everything we took for the website had something in it, little bubbles, and we call those orbs. Or there's a little things that look like tornadoes, and those are called vortexes. Clouds, there'd be a cloud in one part of the room, and then that's called ectoplasm. And then of course, we've got a couple pictures. Mrs. White had Siamese cats, and so we've got a picture of a Siamese cat sitting on a bookshelf. And then we also have a picture of Mrs. White looking out of the front window. And I took that picture when I was getting a picture of our new sign out front. And then I looked, and it's like, oh, my goodness, at 7.5 feet above the floor, there's a face looking out of the windows with the blinds, you could tell, behind it.
And have you guys talked to any other people who are paranormal investigators about that kind of stuff, about the picture thing? Is there some type of science to that about why picture, you know, your pictures aren't developing right?
Yeah, because it's like pictures are quicker than the eye, and so they can pick up stuff that we, you know, eyes can't.
Well, we've been talking to Tom Johnson. He is with the IVN. You can hear more about him at IVN.com, and you can also stay down there. Open all year long. How's business in Casper these days?
It's great.
Thanks for giving us a few minutes, Tom.
You're welcome.